Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Today, just want to share some important information. Too Long Didn't Listen is going to be that a New Zealand Ministry of Health statistician became a whistleblower, looked at the top 10 batches of vaccines, and found the likelihood of death among the vaccine batches by comparing just number of vaccinated and number of deaths to be so highly improbable that it would be a 1 in 100 billion, I believe it may have been 10 billion, but I think it's 100 billion, chance that this occurred naturally. And just even in, averaging the top 10, I believe is what he's saying. And therefore, it's basically conclusive data that the vaccine itself is a killer. I mean, you and I all know that if you've listened to it. I've told you about the mechanisms. But that's the Too Long Didn't Listen. And so with that, then, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's going to be a 3-minute and 7-second audio that I'm going to let you listen to straight away. And I will go ahead and first tell you kind of the header for that video, so perhaps you can find it. Of course, I found it on Telegram, where multiple copies are there so you can download it so people can't just disappear a video as easily. So I'll give you the header information, the description information. I'll let you listen to the audio itself so you can have listened and be more convinced, you know, recognize the voice later and so on. And then I'll summarize the information as well. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and give you some of the descriptive data here on how this post was described. It came from Dr. Judy Mikovits, probably her Telegram channel. And the description reads as, "This statistician, Barry Young, 56, has been arrested by New Zealand authorities for exposing this data. Mr. Young, a Ministry of Health employee turned whistleblower, examined connections between specific COVID-19 vaccine batches and mortality rates. What he found was alarming." And then they actually do go through the 10 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. They do list in the description the 10 batches, the total vaccinated, the death count, and then therefore the percentage. I'm not going to cover that now. Then it ends with the underlying mortality rate in New Zealand should be only 0.75%, said Young. So the odds of all these deaths happening by chance is approximately 100 billion to one. Quote, "So statistically what we're saying is that there is no chance that this vaccine is not a killer," declared Young. Steve Kirsch responded to this case, quote, "The data is legit. That's why they are arresting Barry. He's a hero for exposing the truth." So yeah, the Telegram channel would be Dr. Judy Mikovits, J-U-D-Y-M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S, Health Secrets, all one word there. And so with that, I'll summarize the data, because they don't hit all the data. This is him with the information up on a flat screen, talking to a health type of some sort. And in the upper left, it says at Vigilant Fox. So we'll let you listen to that audio now. Again, 3 minutes and 7 seconds. And then I will summarize the different batches and the numbers, and maybe add some other thoughts.
Okay, so what I did with the data was look at the top 10 batches that had a high death count, a high mortality rate, and I put them on a chart, which you can see up there. So it's got a batch ID. So what I did was our internal batch ID. I counted the number of vaccinated within that batch, and then I found out who was dead.
Wow, let's have a look.
And so we then look at the percentage of the ratio.
So do we know if these are all Pfizer, the top 10?
Yes, they are.
And this is Pfizer's batch number one. We've had 711 from batch number one vaccinated. 152 of those died, which makes a 21%.
Percentage, yeah.
Death rate.
Mortality rate.
Mortality rate. They are high. Now, what's our normal that we would
it
expect?
0.75.
0.75.
Because these batches are against all age groups as well. It's not one particular batch for one particular age group. It's across all ages. So all the vaccination centres, whoever rocked up on the day, whatever age you were, and it would average out. It would all average out. So there's not one particular batch that points to one particular age group.
So looking as if batch number 8, second one, yep. 221 jabbed, 38 dead, that's a 17% mortality rate. Yep. Batch number 3 here, yep. And we've got 48 out of 310, so that's a 15%. Yep. And if we go right down in the top 10,
yep.
Batch 71, 11,000 vaccinated with batch number 71, 498 dead, and that's a 4%. Now, you say down the bottom on the screen, could you just tell us what this is saying? The chances of these batches not being a killer are 100 billion to 1. Explain that as a statistician.
Yep. Well, if you look at the underlying mortality rate, and then you look at the ratio percentage here, the top one, the chances of that occurring naturally by chance is almost impossible. It cannot be due to chance. So statistically, what we're saying is that there is no chance that this vaccine is not a killer.
So with 100 billion to 1, are you saying you'd have to jab?
You have to jab 100 billion people to get these statistics.
Wow.
And we've got 2.2 million on our system.
2.2 million Kiwis?
2.2 million Kiwis. And we would have had to have jabbed 100 billion of them to get these kind of results.
All right, so you heard it, and now I'm going to go through the vaccinated, and we'll discuss. First, note that he said all 10 were Pfizer, so CEO Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A, if you didn't know, he's on first on the list for his character assassination of those who question things, and the person on the list of who should be hung 17 times in a row. Well, he is. I forget his first name, but it is. He's like Spanish, maybe, and B-O-U-R-L-A. I've covered him in other topics, in other episodes, rather. So, interesting, if he really meant that he had the other batches as well, maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he just, trying to be quick, meant that's all that I tested. So, we'll leave that up as for a chance. But as a possibility, rather. Batch ID 1, again, 21.38% dead. Total vaccinated 711, death count 152. So when he talks about 0.75, he'd say what's the natural occurring all-cause mortality over the period that's measured. So over the period that's measured since those people got jabbed, then you would expect 0.75% would have died anyway. Okay, now that doesn't take into account whether, maybe that all-cause mortality went up slightly. But so now you're talking about this is the idea, and I want you to understand that if you have naturally occurring, yes, in some cases, maybe the high end, and this starts getting statistical that I don't tend to remember exactly. I understand the concept. It's really pretty easy concepts in terminology. I'm just not remembering them. That it's one thing for something to be 50% off of what the average is, and that gets pretty statistically, pretty statistically significant. But they take into account the batch size, the sample size, because remember, just being off by one in a small sample size makes a lot bigger change than does the being off by one in a large sample size. And so the total vaccinated 711 is a little bit different in batch ID 1 than down at the batch ID of 71, which is number 10 on the list, 11,000 vaccinated, 18,000 vaccinated in number 9. But nonetheless, he should be taking that into account because then the statistically significant is different based on how large your batch size is. So we're going to assume he did that right. Death count, 152, 21.38% dead, over 1 in 5. So think about this. Only one out of less than 1 out of 100 should be dead naturally. So once you have excess deaths that are literally 21 and then 4/3 of that, so about 28 times as much, then you start saying, is this the cause and not correlation and not is it statistically significant? So you have 28 times as many deaths as you would expect here. Batch ID 8 is number 2 highest, 17.19% dead, as opposed to the expected 0.75. Totally vaccinated, 221. 38 of them died. Total vaccinated for batch ID 3, which is number 3 on the list, 310. 48 people died. So better, or approximately 1 in 6, just short of that. 15.48% dead. 1 out of 6 died. It's not that they got they died because they were, you know, this isn't people who were running across the highway going 70 miles an hour. This is people just going about their lives, and almost 1 out of 6 died. Batch ID 4, 37 people died out of 364 for better than a 10% death rate, when the average should be 0.75, so it would be 40 times that, but it's 4/3 of that, so it's about 50 times what you would expect. Batch ID number 6, 10% death rate, 101 died out of just over 1,000, 1,006 vaccinated. So 10% death rate when you expect 0.75% death rate if it was just regular underlying all-cause deaths. Batch ID 2, 9.63% dead. So you have multiple right at 10, and now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them right near 10% or significantly higher. And again, that's a about a, if it was 1% underlying cause, well, then that would mean it's 40 times what you would expect. But instead, it is a little bit over that. It's more, it's 4/3 of that. So you're talking really 53 times what you would expect, give or take. 53 times what you would expect from these top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 batches. And actually much higher than that, because some of them, you know, were considerably higher. And now we're at about ID 7, and it is, I'm sorry, place 7, and it is ID 7 too. It is 3 deaths in 38 people. So 7.9% dead. In the 8th place batch, we have 4.73%. Now, you're going to say, well, that's not much. No. Over a short period of time, you would not expect 4.7% of the people to be dead. We have a lifespan that's 72 years old, give or take. You know, 72, 75, New Zealand's probably higher. You know, and so no, you don't expect over a fairly short period of time. I don't know what period of time he use, but you do not expect among a random sample for almost 5% of people to be dead in a matter of, he's probably talking, I don't know when he compared, but obviously it's been no longer than 4 years, because the vaccine's been out just a little over 3 years, right? Beginning of 21, and depending on when he mentioned this, we're talking about no more, not even 3.5 years. So in 3.5 years, you do not expect 4.7% of a random sample of people to be dead. That would be as though our lifespan is only, well, much shorter than our lifespan is. I'm not going to try to do the math off the top of my head. So then you have batch ID 62, which is total vaccinated 18,000. So this is a big batch. So it's much, the bigger the batch you get, the much tighter the reins are on whether it's statistically significant, right? But nonetheless, he should have done the statistical significance off of the sample sizes. He should have built that in as a statistician. So 4.57% dead because 831 people died out of 18,173. Now, it'll be interesting to see the article, see how long he compared it. And again, that would help you understand, me understand, well, where does he get his chances? Because again, then, this was in 2 years, and very few people should have been expected to die of all-cause deaths in just 2 years. Batch ID, it would be the 10th one, but it's batch ID 71, 11,000 vaccinated, 4.52% dead, almost 5% of 11,000 people, almost 500 people died. So again, then, what these say is that it proves a killer vaccine. So I'm going to say again, 0.75% underlying mortality rate, presuming these are random. And they didn't say, hey, people, so-and-so come in first. Now, I'm going to have to take his word for that. Did they give them to the elderly first? I have no idea. Okay, supposedly they did not. But the lowest of the top 10 was 10% as high. Or not 10% high, but 10% as high, but it was about six times as high. 0.75 is... And so across a large population, when you have nailed down an underlying mortality rate of 0.75, any random sample you take should really not be much higher than one. I'm just telling you how statistics work. In the very, very rare cases, if you have a really large proven underlying statistic, then you get up to twice that. It's already odd. If you get up to 1.5%, it already starts to stretch the likelihood of the thing that you're measuring against not being causative. You're starting to now stretch the idea of correlative versus causative and random sampling. And then once you get to 3-to-1, once you have a really large population, then you're really stretching the boundaries. Well, remember, the lowest in the top 10 is 0.75 versus 4.52. So you're talking, you're approaching 6.5 times what the underlying known statistic is. That's the lowest. Once you're 6.5 times, you're talking this is the cause, the underlying baseline death rate among 2.2 million Kiwis. Once you're up to, you know, 6.5 times, yeah, now you're really already stretching the bounds of probability, let alone when you get to, you know, four batches up. The first three batches are all between 4.5% and 5%. But once you get to the fourth batch up, which is, you know, in place number 7, you're now suddenly jumping to an approach set at almost 8%. And the next three in a row are all near 10% in the range of, you know, 7.89 up to just over 10. Well, now again, you're saying, okay, you have a very known underlying cause. Society has been as society is. There's not been wars. This isn't a developing society. This is a stable society. So 0.75% over that time period, when something now stretches to 10 times that, and then over that, because 10 times would be 7.5%. Well, I told you we just had four batches in a row that were 9.63, 10.04, 10.16 dead. 7.89 rather than 9.63, 10.04, 10.16 dead. So all of those are over 10 times what the very solid underlying natural mortality rate is. So Now you're getting to basically impossible. And that's before we get to the top three, which are 15.48% dead, 17.19% dead, and 21.38% dead. So what you're looking at here is going, something was common in this group that made them die at such a higher rate. But geez, I wonder what could be common. Well, it could be something else, but what we know it could be is the fact that they took this vaccine and are in this particular batch. That's the point here, people. We had deadly batches, and we had a lot of placebo batches, and we also had batches that didn't make the distribution. Remember, the RNA is fragile. It takes, it has to be refrigerated. And so the RNA coding that has to make it into the cell is going to be fragile, and it could break up, thank God. And that's why some people lived. Obviously a lot of people lived, but I mean, that's the reason why it wasn't deadly for some. When it wasn't a placebo batch, or they said, just let it cook, then, more people will live, we'll make our money. They get their placebo, and we didn't, and it's an easy way not to have had to create a placebo. Just let it set in regular room temperature for 3 hours, and then we'll ship it. Nobody knows. Nobody can tell if it's any good, and we're not going to be called upon it. We are not going, no one's going to call our bluff. So that's the point there, guys, that you're stretching the possibility of other causes. And the only commonality here is the literally that we know that these people were in the same batch of Pfizer. Therefore, that batch underwent the same distribution and was likely to survive, or it was a non-placebo batch. So there we go, guys. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. If you heard my cat in the background, it is what it is, man. A single guy has to have cats and dogs. So my dog's quiet, my cat's not. All right, guys, thanks for listening.